So recently, I attended a RIA here in San Antonio where they had a panelist session with investors that have been in real estate since the 80s. So they've seen a couple market cycles, and that's pretty much what the whole conversation was about. Now, one thing that was very interesting, and it's something that I've realized ever since I've been in real estate, because I got into it because of reading Rich Dad Poor Dad and following the Rich Dad way of thinking of cash flow and all of that. So that's where I started in real estate. So that's where my mind has always been, is with cash flow, passive income, and all of that. And right now, a lot of people have a misconception that real estate investing is flipping houses or being a wholesaler. Just because you're a wholesaler or you flip houses, you're a real estate investor. And one thing that's I've always thought of, and these gentlemen that have been doing it for over 80 years we're talking about, is that that's not a real estate investor. You have a full-time job when you're flipping houses and when you're wholesaling. As soon as you wholesale your last house or you flipped your last property, you got to go get another one and another one and another one. And it doesn't stop. It's not residual. It doesn't come in on its own. It's something that you got to keep working on and generating that income and generating those returns, because it's just it doesn't go on its own, right? Like it would be a rental property or no. And that's where they have made all of their money. And they talked about when they went through the market cycles of 2008 and 97 and like the late 80s, all these market cycles when the economy crashed or housing market crashed, they were all still good because they had properties that they owned. They were holding on to rentals, or they were holding on to mortgages, holding on to notes. So because of this, when the market turned, they weren't hurting. They weren't worried about anything. They weren't, losing money, losing sleep, because they still had their rental properties. They still had that cash flow coming in at all times. So that's the whole point of this, is that when I get a lot of investors that are new and they're coming in and they want me to, help them out, get started and stuff like that, first thing I always ask them is, what are your goals in real estate? The reason I ask this is because if nowhere in their goals is to acquire actual properties, they're not gonna succeed. They're not gonna last. You're not gonna be, a flipper your whole life. You gotta eventually own some properties. You gotta hold on to houses. Now, there's a right way, a wrong way of doing that. We're gonna do a podcast later on how to buy rental properties, how we analyze them. A lot of people, they're always looking how, what's the most I can pull out of my house? Can I pull 80, 85% when I refinance? And that's not always the right way to do it. You don't want to be over leveraged either, because that's also going to hurt you. So, but going back to the point of the whole pretty much panel is just that. I mean, these guys have been in it for a long time. They all have a lot of money, millions of dollars. They're doing very well for themselves. And every single one of them said, flippers, wholesalers, you guys are not investors. That's a daytime job. That's all you have. You have a job. As soon as you're done wholesaling or flipping a property, you gotta go get the next one. It's not a, and it's just a way for you to look at it. So if you're getting into real estate and you think you're gonna, develop a wholesale company that's gonna provide residual income and all that, just keep in mind it's very, very hard. It's a lot of work. The best way to become a true real estate investor is to get to a point where you own these properties. That may be through owning notes, through owning mortgages, whatever it is, it's through owning properties. Which is why when they tell me that their goal is to own rentals and they have a great job, I tell them not to leave their job. Because a good W-2 job is going to qualify you for loans where you can get rental properties. So the biggest goal in real estate, how you build wealth, how you keep wealth, is through holding on to properties. So I hope this little tip helps you guys out. If you're looking to get started, keep it in mind. How are you going to build your business to a point where you're holding on to these properties? All right, guys, that's it for today. So I'll catch you on the next one.